Now, friends, as we come to the little prophecy of Amos, I think, first of all, that we ought to try to locate him in prophecy. We are going to find that he was born down in Judah, the southern kingdom, but he was the prophet in the northern kingdom. His message was delivered in Samaria at the king's chapel, as we shall see. And it's a most unusual message for a man to have come from such a country, out-of-the-way place, and he has a message of judgment against all the surrounding nations. And he had a global view of life and of God's program for the entire world, not only for the present then, but for the future. It makes this man a most remarkable prophet, as we shall see. He was contemporary with Jonah and with Hosea. They were prophets in the northern kingdom. He was also contemporary with Isaiah and Micah in the southern kingdom. And let me now read the first verse of the first chapter. The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash. Now, this is the one that's labeled Jeroboam the second, by the way, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. Now, I want to approach this prophet a little bit different than we've approached any other prophet before. I want us to get acquainted with him personally, because to get acquainted with this man, to me, is to love him and to understand his prophecy better. Now, I want to turn to the 7th chapter and get a personal insight into this man and his ministry yonder in Samaria in the northern kingdom. I'm turning to chapter 7, verse 10. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, said to Jeroboam, king of Israel, saying, Amos hath conspired against thee in the midst of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos saith, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. Also Amaziah said unto Amos, O thou seer, go, flee away into the land of Judah, and there eat bread, and prophesy there. But prophesy not again any more at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary, and it is the king's court. Then answered Amos, and said to Amaziah, I'm no prophet, neither am I a prophet's son, but I'm an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, Go, prophesy unto my people Israel. And then you have the message. But this now brings the man before us.